video because people
Okay.
will see that and
Okay.
yeah, okay, recording.
Okay.
Please request record permission from the meeting host.
Okay, let me. Well, I'm recording mine now. Now, if I make you host, now you should have, you can record.
Record on this computer.
Okay. That's the easy. Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. All right. One second. I think you should start. I mean.
Okay. All right. Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Will and Margo. We're going to be talking about a wonderful new affiliate program, what the program is, how you can get involved, why it's so exciting, and why we need you to be a part of this mission to not only make more money, but to impact more people in a positive way. So we're going to have some fun in this webinar, and let's just get started.
Okay, I would like to introduce myself in a couple of words. This is Margo White, and I'm Affiliate Marketing Manager at Affiliate Business Empire. And I'm so excited of being here and for realizing this amazing project by Dr. William Houghton. And to be on this ride, and Dr. William Houghton is, I mean, I'm the second pilot of Dr. William Houghton today, and basically this ride is going to bring you to the lot of money and lots of income in your nearest future, and we're going to go there and get there. So this webinar is going to teach you how to sell the... Oh, okay, I'm very sorry, but
okay.
Can we start again?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just lost my words. Okay, let's go again. I'm sorry.
Like we do when we're filming a film. Okay. Now you gotta clap. clap. Okay.
Two.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Will Houghton. I'm one of the world's leading experts in neurolinguistic programming, hypnosis, and addictions. And today is my great joy to introduce to you the affiliate program of the Alcohol and Addiction Solution. I'm so excited about bringing this to more people because not only can you increase your bottom line, which is why we're all in business, but you can actually help more people along the way. And if you want to create raving fans, if you want to create the next level of business, if you want to go to that super level like a Tony Robbins, what you need to do is not just make money, but help people as you get along the way. And so today we're going to bring it to you with, now I'll turn it over to my colleague in Russia who will talk about Margo.
My name is Margo White. Hi, everybody. I'm affiliate marketing expert, and I'm the second pilot of Dr. William Houghton on this wonderful journey that is going to lead to helping tens and hundreds of thousands of people and help you to increase your income. And basically, this income is going to become your basic one. I mean, that's how it works. And today we will be talking about the programs that Dr. William Houghton has designed, how they help people, how you can help people, because you are a very important person in this process. You are the one who is going to spread this idea and actually share them to people. And I will explain basically how you can do that. And Dr. William Houghton will tell you all about those programs and how he helped. And he has tons of experience. I mean, it's like 20 years of experience in NLP. And basically, it's going to be excited. So it's very good that you're with us. And welcome once again.
Okay, well, let's get started. Let me tell you a little bit about the Alcohol Addiction Solution, which is I guess you'd call it the flagship program of what we're doing and why I'm so excited about it. Because not only did this kind of information save my life, it gave me a life worth living. that one of my missions is to take this out into the world so it can help more people. I personally had an addiction I couldn't shake. It was primarily alcohol. And just to let you in some back-end numbers, and I know the numbers quite well in the United States, at any given time, about one out of every 12 to 14 adults in the United States want to control their drinking. I'm not saying they're alcoholics. They might be drinking a little bit too much. They might. There are a few, of course, that have severe problems, but somehow alcohol is causing problems. So that's the adult population, one out of 14. So that's about 40 to 50 million adults that will admit it. I think that number is really much higher because a lot of people, it's a personal problem. They don't want to talk about it. And we do know that the statistics for adolescents, children ages, 14 to 19, it's 3 to 6 million young adults have severe alcohol problems. And it manifests in the young adults as binge drinking, whether it's here in the States and in high school, or of course on college campuses and fraternities and sororities. So the market is huge, but not only is it a huge market to tap into, it's a huge market where people need help. I know that you, like me, dream of helping people. That's why, in a way, you get into the business. Yes, you want to sell products, you want to make money, but wouldn't it be nice if you could do that and also help people? And when it comes to this kind of problem, with that kind of scope of, let's say 50 to 60 million people just in the United States, and I'm not even talking about Canada or the UK or the English-speaking world, Australia, New Zealand, if you spread that out to the rest of the world, just think about that. I mean, I would like to ask all of you as you're watching this, how many of you have a friend or a relative that is probably drinking too much?
I think all of them will answer that they have one, because everyone has that kind of friend, right?
And what I'm really so excited about, it isn't just the people with severe alcohol problems. And again, when you look at that, it's the hidden level that I like to talk about. And what does that mean? Well, what happens is, at one point when you're young, you might be able to stay up to 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, have a few drinks, you're having a great time. You can get up and go to work the next day. Sometimes as you get a little mature, could be in your 30s, it could be in your 40s, it might even be still in your 20s, suddenly you just can't do it anymore. You have a few drinks tonight, you're not the best the next day. So just think about the opportunities that you're leaving on the table, because you're not your best at that morning meeting, or you're not your best when you have to do this one thing first thing in the morning, right? And so people go through these natural stages when this is happening. So they try to limit their drinks, they try to control their drinking, they might switch their drinks. I'm not going to drink any hard liquor, I'm only going to drink beer. And honestly, that's like switching seats on the Titanic. The ship is still going down. It's a matter of when you're going to drown. But just think about the impact you can have, and it's that lost opportunity. And then there's the hidden market of people that want help, but they can't go away to treatment. Now, I've ran inpatient treatment, traditional, like go away here in the States for 28, 30 days. And you see these all over the world for alcohol and drug treatment. I've ran outpatient treatment. I've been the clinical director of a psych unit for a prison. I've ran things for jails. I mean, I've had the whole broad base knowledge of the addiction world from the treatment side as a licensed clinical psychologist. And I was always fascinated that why we weren't adding the next level of treatment, which is the hypnosis and the NLP, because treatment has not changed in over 60 years in the United States or all over the world. Now, just think about that. You wouldn't want to go to a doctor if you had a heart problem that was trained in the 1950s or 60s and hasn't updated his information. Nope, it worked. Then we're going to do what we do then. No, now it's, everything changes. And yet this field has been very quiet over here, just always doing what they've done. And it's not for everybody. They take this approach of, it's one size fits all. That doesn't work. So it's been my mission for the last 20 years to try to make a customized program. And I've had some false starts, if you will. And finally, it's come together in a program that we can take to people where they can do it where they are. Because I do know that the clinical research says you do much better if you get in recovery from anything, if you do it at home, if you do it where you're at. If you go away to treatment for a month or whatever, And then you come back, well, guess what? The problems with your family, the problems at work, the problems in your life are still there. It's why you see people go away to treatment, come back and not do well. But if we get you better where you are, which is what we're doing with the Alcohol and Addiction Solution, that we're excited that you're going to join with us, we can help them change where they are, which opens up their scope. And really quickly, I also want to mention, I said something about hidden markets. And what do I mean by hidden markets? I actually started doing this in an online format a few years ago for some specific subgroups. Number one was people with a security clearance. You know, people that work for the federal government, or they might still be in the military, so they have a security clearance. Well, they can't go away to treatment. If they do, it damages their security clearance. They become a security risk, just the way the system's set up. So it discouraged them from getting help. So I'd get people that would call me up. They work for the big, you know, agencies in the United States and a couple other countries. They want help, but they can't go away to treatment. They don't want it on their record. So I would start helping those. And then I kind of spanned out into even things like teachers. You know, it's like they want to get help, but they know there might be some parent in some classroom. I don't want my kids being taught by a person who went away for alcohol and drug treatment, right? No. Yeah, it's like, no,
basically, the society is discouraged. I mean, they can't go for help to the doctor and actually treat themselves. They need that this kind of online or any kind of really hidden programs that will not, you know, uncover them, let's say so. Yeah, they will stay in the shadow, but actually treat their disease, I mean, treat their situation.
Yeah, and here's one that'll make us all feel good if you travel a lot. I start working a lot with pilots because you lose your flight status if you go away to treatment, right? Mm-hmm. So and pilots have a weird schedule. If you ever met any internet or even local pilots, but international pilots, you know, they're gone for a few days, they're home. Their time clock's always, you know, one day they're in Europe, one day they're in America, they might go to South America. So, but if they go away to treatment, if they're drinking too much, right, or maybe taking pain pills or smoking dope or whatever they're doing, you know, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble. And so they don't go away to treatment. And then here's the last one I talk about because it's kind of funny. A relative of mine does consulting work for the U.S. government. And she was encouraging me to keep pushing this out there. And that's one thing I'm excited we're all going to do because, the amount of drinking it goes up exponentially in some of these circles because they're constantly drug tested. You know, they're drug tested for opioids, even though it's legal in some places. They drug test you for marijuana, which is, you get you fired. So they're not taking pain pills. They don't even want to take sometimes, you know, prescription medication because it'll come up on a drug test and they'll get in trouble. But guess what's not tested? Alcohol. So they drink a lot, right? And it's a high stress job. And a lot of times it's a stress reaction. And that's one of the things we go over in the program that's basically cutting edge. A lot of people don't look at, you know, it's like, do you have a bad habit or is it an addiction? You know, in the traditional world, it's once you say, I think I want to control, oh, you're an alcoholic. You need to do this, this, or this. No, it might just be a bad habit. You know, it hasn't morphed into this other thing yet. So we're excited to bring this to you so you could take it out there and tap into a market that needs the help in a way that'll surprise you, right? Because it's out there. If it's one out of every 12 or 14 adults, you know, and, you know, 3 to 4 million young adults, and also too, it's not just the person with the problem. Think about their friend, you know, their family. You know, I always tell my story. I was the clinical director of a prison, and there was a young man, probably in his early 30s, who was serving several years in prison for what they call felony DUI, driving while intoxicated, with bodily injury. So he was drunk, and he had a car accident, right? And it was his third DUI, so he's a repeat offender. So he's serving 4 years to 8 years in prison, right? Young man. And I remember I looked at it. It's a two-part story. I looked at him. I go, dude, do you ever think, like, go to treatment or go to an AA meeting or go get some help? And he leans back with his handcuffs, Doc, I wasn't that bad. And I'm like, son, you're in prison for the next 4 years. It was pretty bad. And then, you know, then I'm reading his file and, you know, he had a wife and three little kids. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're out there. He's in jail. He's not getting out of jail because he's got a wife and three little kids, you know? So what happens to the family? You know, those kids don't have a dad for 4 to 8 years. That young lady doesn't have a husband for 4 to 8 years. And what about lost income? You know,
lost lives. Sometimes it's lost lives.
Yeah. People, and it may, yeah. Yeah. And the kids may act out and all this other stuff. So, you know, we can reclaim that. And then again, for us that also want to reach out from a business side, it's sometimes it's the family members. I've had people, you know, refer people to me, you know, and it's the wife or the husband and it's for their spouse or their kids. And, you know, it's to, they want their kids or their significant other to get the help. And maybe the person's not ready yet, but there's something brilliant about an anonymous kind of program. They might go, yeah, right. I'll do that. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't think I have a problem. And then, you know, that mm-hmm. night at 11 o'clock, when you go to bed, they'll be logging on going, okay, how do I do this thing? And then it wakes you up from the inside out. You know, because I never challenge your drinking. I never say you got to do anything. I just make some suggestions on how are you talking to yourself. I also don't do that traditional approach is, you know, make yourself really painful. No, it's just, you know, change a few little things down here and it ripples up there.
And I want to mention that Dr. William Houghton's programs are actually, you know, even if you're just sitting and listening to the, you know, modules and things are getting into your head. I can say that we've been cooperating like, what, 3 or 4 months? And basically, I studied those programs and it was such an influence on me, although I didn't have such goal of quitting, you know, I'm sorry, drinking, but I figured out that there is a 1 month, 2 month, I'm not drinking, I don't want it, just because I listened to those programs. And I hope that you, as an affiliate, will be able to experience the same, because, and your clients will, because there are, of course, there are two stories, like good stories and bad stories connected to the alcohol, but the point is that statistics says that people with alcohol addiction, even the ones that do not drink like every day, but sometimes families are broken. Sometimes people, you know, lose jobs because of that. And it all starts with one glass of wine a day. If the person is having, you know, alcohol periodically, like for example every Friday, from the medical point of view, he's considered to be an alcoholic. Because it's already some, you know, some state, some day that you're not just, you do not just want it, but you have to have it because it's Friday. It's already, you're already in a dangerous condition, because then it will be Tuesday, then it will be Wednesday. And that's how people become really, really, you know, addicted. And it all connects to one serious problem in people's heads. And I can tell you that from the market point of view, almost every single person is in the risk category. Almost every, and it doesn't matter how successful you are. I know lots of successful people that are addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to many other things. Just imagine how, for example, how in movies it's promoted. It's absolutely, alcohol and drugs are promoted in the movies. I mean, if you're a cool guy from Wall Street, you have to do cocaine. I mean, it's awful. And that's how people's lives are ruined, because they think it's cool to have a glass of wine every day. They think it's cool to, you know, get even more, something more serious. And then they don't end up like heroes in the movies. They end up really, really bad. Something that Hollywood doesn't, you know, show you. And so your market, what I'm trying to say is your market is every single person. I mean, basically even people aged 18 and less, but I would target it 18 and more. And there are men, there are women, They're basically, they can be grown-ups, they can be even a younger audience, but you have the ability to reach each and every person and sell them this program exactly, I mean, for 100%. The point is how you will identify the problem, how you will explain it to your audience that you already have or that you will have in the future. And that is exactly what Dr. Horton is going to talk to you about. And I will add in the middle and then in the end, of course.
Yeah, well, and you brought up a great point that, especially for alcohol, and in some places could be things like marijuana, especially in the States where it's becoming legal, or Canada. But you have to justify not doing it. And what I mean by that, you're at a party and somebody says, you like a drink? No, thank you. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. I don't want to drink. Really? Well, I've got wine. They'll go down this list. And you almost have to, well, why don't you want one? Why do you have to justify it? Right? And it's because of the way it's marketed to us through mass marketing. You know, you have more fun when you're drinking.
You know what kills me actually is that people are after the healthy lifestyle and they promote fitness and they promote like healthy food, but they also drink, you know, wine, like not one glass, but several glasses. They can drink cocktails and make it a part of healthy lifestyle. I mean, they're more concerned about fat in the food than the alcohol that they're consuming. So that is another market. If you're a yoga teacher or you're a healthy, you know, lifestyle blogger or just the person that is concerned about his health and the health of the people that surrounds you, then this is the perfect program for you because this is what is missed by most of the bloggers. And this is the market that you can take right now.
Yeah, and I've had clients that were like bodybuilders, you know, I mean, like, you know, ooh, bodybuilders. And, you know, I'm a health freak. And I had a couple guys come to me because they're like, you know, they quit drinking beer and wine because too many calories. So they switch to like scotch or bourbon. And I'm like, it's still calories. Yeah. Well, if you look and just like you see these commercials state, they'll say it's only got 4 carbs. That's mathematically impossible. If you're into that kind of thing, you know, it's alcohol is sugar. I mean, it's all this other stuff. So like you say, it's one step away from the guy walking out of the health club after doing cardio and lifting weights, lighting a cigarette on the way to his car, right? And then somebody will like make fun of, oh, that guy is smoking a cigarette after working out. Come on, let's go. We're going to go have a few beers. So it's that level. And a really cool little story is I had a guy come to me and because he said he needed to cut back. Because his wife had added up, and they were quite successful, 2-income family and everything, very successful, upper middle class. Well, they wanted to buy a bigger house, and so they're looking at like everybody, you spend what you make. So they're like, how can we save some money? Because, you know, they had to get money for the next big house. And they added up how much they were spending on wine. Because they were wine snobs, as I call them, you know, the $150 bottle, the $200 bottle, which for all my affiliates walking there, if you really got money, that's not that expensive of a bottle of wine. So they added up. They were spending like $2,000-$3,000 a month on liquor between the wine at dinner. You know, they'd have a couple of drinks and they go, you know, if we just save that money, that's part of the next house payment.
By the way, the average drinker spends up to $200 a week. So it's like $800 a month. So at some places, it's a rent, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and you see people, as they make more money, they start buying more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, well, I only order the Cristal or whatever that is. I'm not into that world. You know, the wraps or whatever, or the really expensive wines. Yeah.
I think that it's not only about the money, it's about the impact and why people drink. Because usually they drink because they're sad and then something bad happens in their lives and they start drinking a lot. If the person is drinking to make himself happy, that means something's wrong already. Because what I love about your program is that it makes you ask the right questions about yourself and it's, you know, guys, affiliates, it's perfect program, in fact, because it fits everyone, because the questions that Dr. Houghton is asking, I mean, it's like he's talking to you. It's like he knows you personally. It doesn't matter whether you are a teen or 80. It's the same psychology every single person has for the last 2,000 years. And the fact that the right, I mean, we ask ourselves the right questions, and the reason why you had this glass of wine to relax goes away, because you don't need to relax. You are relaxed. And once you get under stress, you just keep asking yourself this question again and again.
Well, a couple of real quick things is, you know, like you brought up something like when you're a little young, but when the last recession really happened, 2008-09, and everything crashed, drinking went through the roof because people were hopeless. You know, they lost fortunes. I know that feeling. I did. Anyway, but if you're, you know, you're killing the pain, right? But guess when people also drink a lot, they get very successful, and they look around and they go, look, I got the Ferrari in the driveway. I've got the $1 million house. I've got a boat. I'm still miserable. Right. And so then they're drinking more. And a lot of my affiliates might know people like that. You know, it's like, you know, they've hit the lotto, so to speak. They've got the great programs going, and it's like they're not happy. And here's another one for all of my really affiliates that want to make a lot of money. When you look at some super achievers, right, one of the things they have in common, very few of them drink very much, if at all. Right. Tony Robbins does not drink alcohol. Never yes. has, right?
True. True.
Whether you like them or not, Donald Trump does not drink, mm-hmm. right? I could go down the list. Richard Branson rarely has more than a sip, right? And most entrepreneurs love Richard Branson, you know, and Tony Robbins. So it's like, are you modeling that? When everybody says, I want to do what they do, well, you know, I was blessed to be around some of those Tony Robbins people. You know, they go, I want to do that, as they're sitting there drinking four or five glasses of wine. And I said, well, first of all, he doesn't do this. He doesn't stay, you know, every night drink four, you know.
That's a very important point, because lots of people now want to become entrepreneurs, and they start to get the habits of successful people. But the point is that waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning is not the same as changing your life and actually make yourself say no yourself in the first place, you know? And the point is that if you want to become entrepreneur, if you want to, and you as affiliate marketer, of course you want to have your own business, right? Once in a lifetime, I don't know. And you want to try this. So it's not about waking up at 5 a.m. It's about what you do after you wake up at 5 a.m. and what you do in the evenings afterwards. Because if your habits stay the same, it doesn't matter what time you're waking up, what time you're going to bed, because you, you know, you can, I know people who start drinking at 2 p.m. and I know they're obviously successful, you know, in terms of insurance business, but in age 35, they look as they're 50 or 60, and I swear. And they're all, you know, some of them are bald, and they think that it's nothing. I mean, life's here and stuff like that. It all comes back to you in the future, all the time.
Well, all the affiliates that are starting to make really good money, you know, you're making all this money. You want to live your life to the max, right? And why not do it with clear head and eye? You know, when Tony Robbins, well, he's not a, when he rolls out of bed, he's different. He's different schedule. I'll use Richard Branson. I know he gets up early, right? If he wasn't drinking the night before, he pops out of bed. He doesn't, and I've seen guys say, I'm going to model that. They get out of bed, and then they have to have three pots of coffee. They're really not functioning till 8 o'clock, right? So there's that, you know, and I know in my own life when I was, you know, at a very active thing in the military, well, guess what? Yes, we were up at five. Well, it's because you weren't drinking or doing anything. You were good to go, and so you know it's that next level thinking. And let's say you're making all this money. There's some really cool research. We all want to stay younger longer. This is across the world, right? And they know now the reason you age quickly is you break down your DNA. It's called your, I could do a whole course on this, right? Guess what breaks down this quicker than anything?
Alcohol
and then nicotine, right? Right. It breaks it down. So, and I said that to somebody, go, well, no, I read a study that says, you know, if you drink two glasses of wine, you're healthier.
Oh my God. I love that.
I go, who funded the study? Who funded the study?
Right? And those stories, you know, that some person died aged 102 because he or she drank alcohol her or his entire life. This is such a
crap. It's BS.
Crap.
Yeah. It's
because it's one story out of million of broken lives, taken lives, broken families, and shortened lives, baby.
Well, and you know what's interesting? You know, one of the things I do in my course that you know, and the affiliates will soon know, and there's going to get more information about how this stuff works. You have this thing in your brain called your reticular activating system, and what it does is it scouts out everything in the world that you deem important or not important. So if you think something's not important, you won't notice it, right? But if you think something important, you notice it. I always use the example of, let's say you're looking at cars and you go, I don't know what kind of car I want to buy, but and then you decide one day, I'm going to buy a BMW, right? Or a Corvette here in the States, right? Suddenly you'll see that car everywhere. Yeah. The day before you wouldn't notice it, right? Or single people only notice the kind of people they find attractive. Right? That's your reticular activating system. So the reason I bring that up, if you think about it, the people are going to use that justification of, I read a study that said if you drink three glasses of wine, well, that's one thing out of 1,000 where every other says it makes you older, it breaks down your blood sugar, you're 5 times more likely to become diabetic, right? Mm-hmm. Right? All this bad stuff, right? No, I'm going to look at the one study, yeah. Right? So you got to retrain your brain, which is what I do in the alcohol and addiction solution. And some of the side effects, like you've noticed in some of the other people that have just casually listened to it for other reasons, you know, people help me edit and do other things. They're like, oh, I didn't know that's how your brain works, right? It's like, oh, this is the magic of what Tony Robbins does behind the stage. Yeah, that's, you know, I was training this stuff about the same time he was. And that's how, I don't want to date myself, but it's ancient. But, you know, it's like fascinating stuff. And so, you know, it's not just about putting something away. It's about opening up everything else you can do, you know, because again, you know, if there's nothing in your life that you need a drink to do or justify or anything, then you have a different power of it. And I always use the term, the people that want a different relationship with alcohol. Because again, if you've switched drinks, if you're saying I'm going to limit it, I'm only going to drink on Friday and Saturday, or I'm only going to drink beer, or I won't drink till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right? You've already started a process that's not going well, right? So if you redo the relationship with it, suddenly you don't want it anymore. You know, it's not that you're fighting it. It's not that you're avoiding it. It's just that you don't want it anymore.
Absolutely.
And that's the key.
Let me tell you this. It's not that you start hating it or something. It's not like you're pushing yourself not to buy another bottle of wine. I'm telling you as a person who just quit it. I'm not aggressive towards people who drink. Absolutely. I had my friends drinking in front of me all the time. And I'm just, you know, making up this stuff like, I don't want to drink today. I'm not telling them anything. I'm not like aggressive. Why do you drink or something? I just know it's not for me. And I hope it will not be for you and not be for your clients and your subscribers. I'm trying to explain to you what kind of impact can you actually make on people's lives. And I can tell you, as a person who's been in the business for 11 years in the business in general, I have never seen a program, an online program, that could transform your life in like 1 month or 2 months. And it's a huge impact, and I'll tell you why. Your brain works differently. You will create, I want to explain to you that any other product that you might be selling to your audience, like, I don't know, nutrition probably for the weight loss or something like that. I mean, it has a short-term result. And basically, I don't know, maybe you're helping your audience, maybe some not. I mean, I don't know. But this program of alcohol addiction solution is going to actually, I mean, transform people's lives for good. So there is no question on, I mean, whether it's going to whether it's going to transform or not. No, it's going to make an impact on your audience life. Maybe not everyone will quit drinking for good, but they will limit it. And they will start controlling it, which is really important. Not like, you know, drinking every Friday. No, I'm drinking when I want to drink. And not because I'm sad, not because I'm happy, or not because of something happened, you know, because I want it, you know, and it's really, really seldom, something like that. Or they will quit for good. So you're not just going to sell the product. You're actually going to walk the talk. You're actually going to impact people's lives, and you are going to be the entrepreneur with your audience, and you know, getting them this message. Why we need you? It's very easy, very simple. Because we need all kinds of audiences to get this message to. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. And, you know, what I'm excited about too is, like, I look forward to the day where, let's say 6 months from now, you're going to be where you are after helping thousands of people and look back on today, knowing that this is the time you made that decision to do it. And the great thing you also do, because I've been blessed to be around like the Tony Robbins world and some of those other things, is the one thing they also have in common is they take action when they need to. They take the action. They go, okay, I'm going to do this, right? They don't think about it forever. There comes a point that you just got to do it. And because there's nothing worse than regret, right? How many of us would like to have been one of the guys that pitched in the $1,000 for Facebook that made $10 million on a $1,000 investment? Or I forget the one I just read that just this week when we're recording this, Lyft went public. And those few people that were involved at the beginning are all multi-millionaires because they jumped in and they did it, right? And so I don't want anyone to look back on today as like, well, I'll think about it, put it on the back burner, because like anything, once it gets started, it's that first wave. And again, the market is so vast that it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper, because again, when you just look at the numbers, as all the internet people know, most traditional entrepreneurs from the old brick and mortar world cannot wrap their mind around how big the internet marketing is and how impactful it's going to be. You know, how a company like, you know, Amazon is worth more than all the other companies combined. So, you know, let's, you know, and again, we all dream of, yes, making more money. It's why we're entrepreneurs. It's why we do this. But you, why not sell a product that actually helps a lot of people, right? That again, creates, you want, customers that become raving fans, as they talk about. Well, how do they become raving fans? You're giving them something that works.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. And I'm going to define like six stages that basically will help you in achieving that goal. First of all, you will have the special blueprint just next to this video, and I encourage you to download it and just fill it in, type in the information about your audience just for yourself. Don't send it anywhere if you don't want to, but we will gratefully, of course, help you in editing it or help you in some advices that you need. So first, what you need to do is to define your audience, because people who are following you, who they are, or the list that you have, or maybe you do not have a list and you want to create the special like Facebook or Instagram page, who is it for? Usually people try to associate themselves with their audience. Like, for example, I have Instagram and my audience is... my audience is basically 65% of men, which is really weird. But the point is that I always place this, you know, very business related articles and topics. So women are rarely interested in that somehow. I don't know why. But you have to define, you have to know clear whom this message that you will be creating is for. Because there are two types of audiences that are like, let's say, good for this program, and it involves basically everyone. One is people who are addicted themselves, and the second is people who are influenced by this addiction. One is the people who drink, and second is everyone around them. So it's their closest friends. It's usually it's family members. What I would go for is like husbands, wives of those who are addicted, because those people who are addicted usually do not see the problem for a long time. They don't think they have a problem. But if you will start why it's important to define the audience, and I will tell you next, because the second stage, the second step is defining the problem. And problem is different for a different audience. For the person who is drinking, the problem is he might live shorten life. He might lose his job. He might, I don't know, have problems with health. But if you have defined audience, like people around them, like husbands and wives, you can define the problem as your husband being drunk might cheat on you. And this is, I'm sorry, but this is true. Most of the cheating, and it's proved, the statistics has proved that most of the cheating started with people being, you know, not people being like under alcohol or under some other things. So that can be a problem. Or the problem can be that the families might be broken. This guy might have kids, and you don't want your kids to see the daddy or mommy who is drunk a lot, badly, you know. And there are different problems for different audiences. Once again, you first define the audience, and then you define the problem for this audience. And the blueprint is going to show you both. Third, what are you going to do? You're going to provide them with a value. What is the value? It's the content. What is the biggest problem people make on social media, on email marketing, and others? They're trying to sell all the time. And seriously, what I mean by trying to sell is also defining, you know, these benefits of various products in their posts or in their Facebook posts or Instagram posts. And they think that they're providing value. Now, they're providing, you know, this advertising. You have to provide value in terms of content. You have to explain, you have to define the problem without giving the solution yet. People should look for the solution. Make the pause, define the problem, and make the pause. How do you define the problem? You're speaking about the bad influence of alcohol, the bad influence of drugs. You're connecting that information to your audience. For example, if your audience is like people 35, 50, let's say so, women, okay? So you cannot tell them the stories that will be associated with them. It's like women the same age with the same situation who overcame some problem or who dealt with this problem. What happened? And you should be as specific as possible. Once again, Blueprint is going to show you all the details on how to do that. So after you provide value, which is valuable content, information, and providing them the information about the problem to ask them, to start them asking the questions, they will ask you questions like, what should I do? That's the point when you start explaining them what's going on about the program. But you have to know that you have to walk the talk. In other words, you cannot place on the same Facebook page, for example, or on the same Instagram page, you're promoting alcohol addiction solution. Try not to place like every time these pictures with alcohol and stuff. And actually, I can tell you, you will not want to, but you have to show your own example as well, because that's how people will realize that you're serious about that and that you actually control the situation. And always ask for the feedback. sometimes some profiles, some emails, they look like the person is talking to himself. It should not be like that. You have to ask for the feedback. You have to ask, what do you think in the post? It's very easy. Okay, people will not respond probably in the first post or in the second post, but you know, it will be growing and growing and growing and growing, and people will learn to go online and type these answers, and you will get the feedback. And of course, the sixth and the last is my favorite, create the challenges. People love deadlines, people love challenges. You, in your social media, in order to get people involved, you can create the challenge, like no alcohol challenge for like 10 days, let's say so. And you can get the right audience that will be attracted by that. 10 days without alcohol and 10 days of transformation. And you can do all kinds of things. You can show them how to, you can provide them with special posts during those 10 days, special motivation. Morning motivations are so important. You can do so many great things. You have to provide them with alternative life. What will be if they will just stop drinking? And I can tell you this, that basically alcohol gets out of your blood like really, really quickly. Even alcoholics, they just, you know, it takes like 2 weeks. The problem is the brain. In brain, it sticks like for 270 days, I think, Dr. Houghton.
Yeah, something like that.
Right? Yeah. So the point is that the part of your part of you that is responsible for every result you have, and this is your brain, it has alcohol for 270 something days. I don't know the exact number, but the point is that by releasing it, it actually starts. Can you imagine that? You know, everyone, basically everyone is influenced by alcohol, and everyone's brain doesn't work in a full manner. Just because people are scared of staying with themselves as they are, not like who you want to be, like, you know, all this crazy dancing guy on the alcohol, and, you know, show people that, okay, I'm of course, I'm very serious, but under alcohol, you know, I go crazy. No, go crazy without it. I mean, I haven't drank for like for months. And you see, I mean, it's nothing. You start living the full life and you stop, you know, being ashamed of yourself. And whatever you needed alcohol for, it just flows away. And why I'm so excited, because I really walk the talk, and you can share those little things with your audience, and you can actually, you know, make them, get them there step by step. Do not offer the program instantly. Just place the link in your profile so that everyone would know where they can, you know, what they can visit in case they're interested to learn more, and you will get the traffic. And I can tell you 100% that they will get interested, but try to provide them with valuable, you know, steps, and don't expect them to, you know, instantly be so excited about it. They will get excited about it, but when you provide them with certain information about this problem.
Right. You got to, what we'll be doing is some people, when you plant the seed, it'll pop right away. Other people, it'll take a little while, right? Yeah. And you can do those little things, like you say about, have you ever, you know, we do things like ask, you know, have you ever woken up in the middle of the night regretting what you did a few hours ago, right? Yeah. And a lot of people can relate to that. You know, have you ever, you know, missed something that you didn't want to miss because you started having a party or doing something and then it gets carried away. And so, you know, it's those, that's the kind of thing that we're reaching out for. And then, you know, when people get excited, and you never know when they're going to get excited, you know, because also the way the human mind works, neurons that fire together, wire together. And so when you plant these seeds, and what usually happens is they might read the email and go, eh. And then, you know, 3 or 4 days later, they might go, And then they'll go back and read the email again, or they'll just remember the link or things like that. You know, it's like, I know one guy brought it for his teenage son, and it took his son 3 or 4 months before he got started. You know, he didn't pressure him. He just says, well, if you're, you know, and, you know, he would watch a little bit, then do this, that, and that. And it, you know, it transformed his life. So that's what I'm so excited about. So, you know, we can do this. We can share this with thousands of people. I can only contact so many. I can only do so much. And yet, you know, the problem is so vast.
And you will have basically the plan for your content. Don't be scared that you will be left with your content all by your own. You won't, because there are five stages. I mean, basically five lines where you of the content that you provide your audience with. One is defining the problem. So this is posts and content in the emails where you define the problem. You're talking about the bad influence of alcohol. Second is you explain to them how their life or the life of their beloved ones can look like without this problem. It's very interesting because you have to see the bright picture. What looks like your day, what does your day look like when it doesn't end with a glass of wine? Okay, and basically how do you, you know, deal with problems in life? It's not about the alcohol only. I can tell you that alcohol addiction solution is not about alcohol only. It's about the psychological problems that are standing behind you know, the reason of drinking. And this is really important because, you know, you go to the shrink and you visit him for like 2 years, you spend 100 or 150 bucks per visit, and you don't get the solution. You speak about the same problem all the time. You buy the program of Dr. Horton, he makes you ask yourself the right questions, you solve the problem, and you don't drink anymore. So the point is that, of course, one doesn't, it's not absolute for everyone, but the questions are absolute for everyone. Impact can be different. Questions are absolute. So the second one, once again, is you showing them the life without that problem. The next stage is basically making them believe that they can impact. If they're the, you know, the addicted people, you can show them through your posts that they can handle it. They can say no. And you can show them, once again, going to the step before, you're showing them what their future will look like without an alcohol. And if they're not addicted, but they're like, you know, family members, friends, or husbands, wives, and et cetera, you can show them that they can make an impact on people who are addicted. So that's what you do. That's why defining your audience is very important and making the accent on different, you know, stages of them. And then what do? You actually, after you, you know, pass this stages, you go that with the next one is scare them. What will happen if nothing changes? So they have defined problem. They know that they can make an impact. They know how their lives will look like without this problem. And now they have to know what will happen if they will not deal with it. Because most of people's, you know, motivation comes from things that they can lose rather than things that they can gain. And if you talk to person and you say, for example, you're going to, I love that, by the way, it's, I think, I don't remember the authors, but there's a book called Rational Animal. It's about people, actually. But there is a study described there that And people were offered, you know, the opportunity to get 100 bucks or the opportunity, or 50 bucks now, or the opportunity to have 100 bucks and then, you know, lose something like 20 bucks out of it. And you know what? Most of them chose the opportunity of just taking 50 bucks, or although they could have 80 bucks, but this, you know, point of losing 20 bucks is so damaging for their brain that most of the audience chose just 50 bucks and I found it, I'm good. So people are really afraid of losing something. And you can explain to them that they can lose even the life that they're living right now. I'm sorry, but yeah, they can lose it if they continue the way they're doing right now. I mean, for alcoholics, of course, for people who are addicted, they can lose everything they have right now. And after the last like fifth direction is offering the product itself. That's when you actually, you know, describe the product, the alcohol addiction solution, and what it is, what the program is all about, who is Dr. William Horton, why people should listen to him, what are the case studies which we're going to provide you with. So these are five directions. Once again, one is defining the problem. The second is showing them the life without that problem. The third is scare them with what will happen in case if nothing changes. The fourth is making them to believe that they can actually make an impact and offering product and service. That's basically five lines of content. And believe me, if you will place just, you know, one line every day, you basically have content that will be not boring, you know? You will not speak only about the problem, or you will not just speak about the products. Basically, it's a weekly, you know, it's a weekly cycle, like 5 days. And it's awesome because you can use it in your emails, you can use it on your social media, and make sure that your emails are synchronized with your social media. And because people who are your followers are also your subscribers. And when they get the same idea, not the same message, but the same idea from two different directions, that's when this idea sticks.
Oh yeah, and you could, there's a lot of fun ways you could do this, you know, like you say, what your life will be without it. What if you could save 20 bucks a day? 20 bucks a day, what would that be? And you know, that's if you just stop
and ask. Keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, there's that. So there's positive, because again, people move toward a goal or away from pain. And sometimes if you're an entrepreneur type, if you're in the NLP and the hypnosis world, you're a toward person, but we got to realize most of the world's away from, like you said. So, you know, I tell the story of, I knew a young man who worked very hard. He was starting to be very successful, and he bought his new Corvette. He was so excited he got his new Corvette, right? And about 6 months later, he gets a DUI, driving while intoxicated, right? He just stopped, had a few beers. It doesn't take much to get a DUI. You could stress that in an email. You know, here in America, in some states now, if you had two beers within an hour and a half, you're probably going to flunk the breathalyzer. And then it's over. I'm sorry. You know, and so, you know, he had to hire a lawyer and all this other stuff. But the punchline was he had to sell his Corvette. Why did he have to sell his Corvette? He paid for his Corvette, $70,000 for that top line Corvette. Well, he couldn't get insurance. No insurance company in America wanted to insure a high-performance sports car to a guy that just got a DUI. You know, in fact, his insurance was going to be like $2,000 a month, right? And he goes, he had to sell his prized car. And I'm like, well, that's the cost of being stupid. You know, sometimes I'm pretty blunt. But it's like, it's what happens. And, that's what you could lose. Right. Or like you say, you know, I had a guy, another cool story about toward is a guy bought this program for his wife because he thought she was drinking too much wine. And he said, well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to do it because he said that. So he starts doing it. He didn't realize how much beer he was drinking. And it took his wife like a month or two after she saw him change. You know, and at first, you know, she's, he said she was kind of sneaking around, watching it on her cell phone, you know, doing this, you know, and then they ended up kind of doing it together. So there's, you know, there's all this stuff, and we're going to constantly be adding more value and adding more emails and, you know, like, you know, challenges and things that people really want.
Can be really, really interesting in case you decided to be interesting. I mean, you as an affiliate, because it's a lot of things that that people will, you know, pass towards their goal. And you might have, let's think about who can be in the list of your subscribers that you have right now. There can be, you know, women who have families, men who have families, people with stressed jobs, who are everywhere. You know, in America, for example, I think it's like 52% of people are unhappy with their jobs. And what do those people do after work? I mean, that's why this statistics happens, because people are unhappy, and you have to explain to them that if you have a clear brain, everything starts with your brain. I mean, literally, people are going to the gym. That's what Tony Robbins and all the other coaches are telling you. Go to the gym. Go work out every single day. Okay, fine. But what about your brain? I mean, if you work out every single day, you're just going to come home exhausted, and that's it. I mean, your brain is working okay, yes, you will get a better blood pressure to it, but the mind, the thinking thing, is going to stay the same. So, I mean, whether your followers or your subscribers are entrepreneurs, and especially if they're online entrepreneurs, people doing online business, it's an amazing niche for that, because this is going to bring them new ideas. It's going to bring them new, a new view to everything that they're doing. They're going to actually find the solution. Depression is going to fly away. It's not going to happen to them. Mostly people are unhappy with their jobs, and they find solution in an alcohol after that, and then the next day they're unhappy again, and then there is an alcohol, and again, without, by taking out alcohol out of this chain, you're giving your brain in the evening, you're giving your brain the opportunity to think on the solution. If you don't like your job, you're thinking about the solution. You're not switching it off, you know? And okay, the bad thoughts are going to come, for example, one evening, two evening, and then you're actually starting to look for a solution, and you actually find it, and it's amazing and it's awesome. Can you imagine that you're going to leave your life, not switch your brain out or off, I'm sorry, but actually live your life, and you're going to teach your subscribers how to do it. I'm just explaining the lines on how this can be done.
Cool. Well, and then you can, you know, talk about some of those stories that break your heart. You know, I had a guy who finally decided to do something because he'd stopped after work and had a couple beers, which led to a couple more beers. And it was his youngest, he had two kids, and his youngest daughter, it was her first soccer game, and he missed it, right? And he stayed out pretty late. Next day, he didn't feel good, kind of had a headache like you do if you stay out late. And he's, you know, his wife's yelling at him. And he's justifying it. Well, you know, I got to network. I got to do this. I got to do, you know, all this other stuff. And he said he turned and looked, and there's his two kids, his older son and his daughter, and she's crying. And it impacted him. But the good part was his oldest son looked at the daughter and goes, what it is, and he looks at the dad, you haven't figured out we're not as important as his drinking beer is. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to argue, and then he realized, well, even if in his heart he didn't want that. You know, people judge you by your actions, not your intention. His intention was to be a good father. His actions was, not so much, to be honest with you, right? And so that's when he finally said, I need some help. And of course, he tried to just say, I'm not going to do it. And it was, he was going crazy. So, you know, he reached out for help. And so that's the kind of thing. I mean, and it, like you say, it's not just the person with it. It was the relationship with his wife, with his kids. And then around him, people liked the change. You know, he got more energy. He had more pizzazz. You know, he was doing what he needed to do. He ended up quitting the job he hated, because you were talking about that, because once he got a clear mind, he's like, I don't have to do this anymore. And so he went and started, it took him a few months, but he's like, I don't have to do this. Found a better job, because now he had a better attitude, because he wasn't walking around with a bad attitude. And boom, you know, things start to change. So that's what I'm also excited about, that we can bring that to many people.
Yeah, you have to explain, as an affiliate, you have to explain to people the change that is going to happen, but it's not going to be instantly. It's not like today you're quitting, you know, you quit drinking and tomorrow something good is going to happen. No, you're going to have bad days as a drinker, for example. You're going to have the days when, okay, I want to go out and I want to buy something. No, don't do that. But if you overcome, and usually it's within a month, actually, what I saw within my friends, it's a month max. In this month, Dr. Horton's program is going to be next to those people who are quitting drinking. And each time, and you're going to see there are sessions, there are also audios, there are lots of things. And each time when people want to do something, they want to go and drink, they want to do, to say yes again to that. They're going to listen, that those recorded sessions are going to be in their minds all the time. That's the point. Like, for example, if you're going to the shrink is now not going to be there for you at 2 a.m., when you're thinking about going and getting that glass of wine or that shot of vodka or something, right? But the program, the pre-recorded program, is going to be there for those people. And this is one more extremely valuable thing that this program brings. So what we're trying to tell you is that this thing is actually life-changing. And on top of that, and I'm going to speak about it a little bit, you're going to receive 40% of each sale. Basically, every single sale that will be done within the first 90 days from the day when your client signs up for the program is going to bring you 40%. And then there is another 10% that you get from the clients of your affiliates. So if you have a friend affiliate, for example, and lots of affiliates do, like me, for example, I work with lots of affiliates. So basically, what we can do is we can bring another affiliate, our friend, and get 10% out of his order. And he's not losing anything, because he's also getting the same 40% from his clients, which is just benefiting for that as well. So that's how this system works. And the program has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and from the day the client paid, there is a 30 days, and on the 31st day, you receive your commission, which is going to be 40% from the price of the program. One more thing, you're going to participate in all of our promotions, for example, and every single, some holiday promotion or anything like that, that the company is going to have, you're going to be a part of. And if the new program, the new program by Dr. Horton will appear on the market, you will be the first to sell it. You will be the first to know about it. So we really are happy to have you on our board, on our team. And this is basically the winners team that is going to actually make impact on not just opening an online business or making people's lives a bit happier, because that's what usually coaches do, right? They're making you happier for 2 hours or 2 weeks, and then you're back to your problems and stuff like that. No, think about this. You're going to make people's lives longer. How about that? You're going to transform their brains. They're going to remember you as a person who introduced them, and they're going to be thankful, because everyone is. If not, they have 30-day money-back guarantee and no hard feelings, no questions asked, no problem. But the thing is that 100% are usually happy. And there should not be any, you know, misunderstanding between you and the client. Like, the clients sometimes are saying that, why are you promoting that nutrition? It doesn't help, or something like that. And the affiliates are really, really scared of promoting some programs and or some products online, because then all the bad, you know, all the bad reviews come to them as well. Well, in this case, you can be 100% sure. First, because of the background of Dr. William Houghton, and second, because of the fact that this program helped tons of people. I mean, basically, am I correct? Dr. Houghton, is the same program costs like $7,300 at your clinic, right?
Right.
I mean, people pass the same stages, right? So if you go to the clinic to be treated with Dr. William Houghton, you'll pay $7,300 for the same steps and same program. Just the only difference is you will not be at your home at the computer. You will be in the audience with him. And the thing is, people still pay it, and he's full. And that's why we have this online program, to help even more people. Because, you know, it's impossible to have 1,000 people in the room and impact lives of all of them, because they will be like messy and talking to each other. But it's possible to talk to even 100,000 people through the screen and talk to them like they're the only ones now sitting and watching this program. And that's exactly why those programs are created. So thank you very much from my side. Thank you for joining the team. And once again, first of all, try to download the blueprint that we created for you. Follow the steps of the blueprint and open the emails that we're sending you, because this is going to be groundbreaking. All the new strategies, sales strategies for your Facebook, Instagram, email marketing, everything that we got, we'll be sending to you to make your experience with us and selling your these programs even, you know, more wonderful. And so thank you very much again. And I'm Margot White, and now Dr. Houghton is going to tell his probably a couple of words and finish the session.
Well, again, I'd like to welcome you all to jumping on the team, because, again, I want today to be the day that in the future you're going to look back and look at today as the day that you took the action to begin to make that step to go to the next level, and, you know, to be like one of the first people that invest in Facebook, or they just did Lyft, or, I mean, the list goes on, Amazon, all these people that, you know, that fed at the beginning really do a lot. And it changed millions of lives, as we all know. And again, the more impact we make, it'll ripple out, and it'll help us not just improve our lives with business and things like that. You'll be the kind of person that people remember because you helped them get to where they wanted to go. And it's why I want to do this and get it out there, to get more people to do it, because I see the pain in people's eyes. I see the pain in their hearts. and, you know, and the ruined families and everything else. And so I'd like to thank you for joining us, because as we go to the future together, this is the time now, because I know that you, like me, you know, you have a dream to make more money, but also to help people. And it's not your fault. It hasn't happened yet. You've been searching. That's why you're watching. That's why you're doing this, you know. And, you know, and a lot of people, they really hide the really cool secrets, right? And we want to get you those secrets so you can really do it. And then we can really impact the world in different ways. So I'd like to thank you. And again, if you have questions, just reach out. We'll answer via email, and we're going to create a whole community with this and help you create raving fans, and it all helps all of us. So thank you. And as I say lately, may the sun be in your face and the wind at your back.
And welcome on board.